I don't want to make love to a dead hedgehog. Steph and I have commandeered a citizen's band radio, which we're currently using to transmit this in signal. We've been trapped in a bastard in hyperbaric interdimensionality zone for the last 12 fucking years.
What in the name of all things twisted and not right has been going on, Nige? 12 years? Seriously, fucking Channel 4. I was halfway through a decent shit and boom goes the lights. I can't pinch brown loaf in the dark. That turd was left hanging for 3 years, 5 months and 26 days before finally withering and turning to dust to float away.
Calcified, was it, Steph?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, but I've heard that they've got such things as downloadable movies, Blu-ray, HD, DVD and 3D cinema. Can this be true? Imagine the sheer scale of the shite they could show on those Giantkin screens. Can it be true? Do they have giant-sized shite in the future, Steph? That's the question I pose right now.
That internet has probably played its evil hand in this too, sir. This electronic porn machine we've heard about before the lights went out has probably spawned a whole plethora of plagiarist bastards trying to take our job, thinking they can do it all themselves and posting their drivel online. Maybe it was them. Fuckers. Everyone's in cahoots.
Ooh, cool, you paranoid fucking inflection. Oh, hang on a sec. Here we are, stuck in this old ring road just past the abortion clinic, down by the empty old abattoir next to the twisted railings by the venomous snake pit, trapped with nothing more than an old dead hedgehog for sexing up and 3.4 seconds of porn that pops up on the end of an old Iron Giant pirate tape. I hate that bastard in hedgehog. Wait, Steph, maybe your paranoid delusions are true. Look, there's people filming around our patch in Glasgow.
Even if you wanted to change, they're not going to let you.
I sentence you to 300 hours of community payback.
With The Angel's Share, veteran director Ken Loach brings us a slice-of-life comedy drama that now should be known as Grimmady. Set in Glasgow, Loach takes us down the all-too-familiar and violent world of Robbie, a young man who manages to swerve the jail by the skin of his balls and discovers that he has a knack for whiskey tasting. Fucking hell, Ken, really. Original storytelling there, buddy. No leap of imagination. Young Scottish guy. Taste for whiskey. Anyways, Robbie and a few other young offenders set off on a journey of discovery, whiskey tasting, and redemption that leads to scenic highlands, breaking and entering, and theft. The Angel's Share, like pretty much every other recent fucker of the celluloid variety set in Scotland, leaves me craving for a Glasgow-based, western, animation, or my personal hope for a better world, a zombie movie. Just anything other than the now well-worn path of poverty and depression.
You'd have been safer inside, you wee prick.
Come on, if you're too late.
I've got to get meals done, man, please.
You only get one shot, Robbie. Just one.
This is for Luke and his old man. Cheers, Robbie.
It was the uneasy mix of violence, poverty, hopelessness, alongside the cinematic convention of having to tag on a happy ending that got to me. Yeah, you get the Glaswegian reality, the swearing, the grimness, the hard life and the schemes, blood feuds going back generations, alongside what can only be described as a caper movie. I half expected Burt fucking Reynolds to pop up at the end. Well, just as long as it wasn't Ryan fucking Reynolds, because he's as ugly as fuck he is.
Now, every year, about 2% of the spirit evaporates into thin air. It's what we call the angel share. Who's got a sensitive nose?
I'll get it.
A lime tasting. Fruity? Go on, have a wee guess.
Now, I don't want to be too down on The Angel's Share, to be honest, as it does what it does. It's a Ken Loach film, well made, directed, and performance-wise, it's all solid from the young cast. The choice by language is, as you would expect from Glasgow, bluer than a hardcore porn film, and for that, does bring the film's moments of comic relief. Surprisingly, though, the language has been trimmed to fit a BBFC rated 15 certificate. Motherfucker. This must have been one hell of a Tourette's wet dream in its fuller state, though.
Cock.
But let's be honest, the BBFC need to realise that cunt and or fuck are commonly used as punctuation marks in certain circles up these parts. Anus. But I just don't see the hype and really can't see its Palme d'Or nomination as merited.
Am I meeting two veg or taking a hammer in here?
Oh, God, this is happen time, not Whiskey Club.
Can we get a photograph? It's just so we could tell the grandchildren that we were there.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
What is that? That there?
That's Edinburgh Castle.
What did they put up there for?
And as for the film poster's quote, Scotland's answer to the full Monty, fuck right aff. I find myself dreaming of other genres while I was watching and trying to remember where in my dusty old piles of videos lie my copies of Loach's earlier finer works such as Riff Raff or Raining Stones. Anus. Motherfucker. Anus.
The usual convention in film reviews is that the more you know about the director, his provenance and his body of work, the writer, the team, and various other production permutations and minutiae, the better with which to gauge the film in hand.
Fuck that.
You got to go in a complete blank. In fact, the drunker the better for most of them. You don't need to know the catering costs or the fact that most of these so-called actors will never, ever work again. You just judge the film on its merits. The liberal in me knows I should like it. It's just that the film fan feels a bit let down, that's all. Extremely ambivalent, I would say. I don't doubt Ken Loach's sincerity, but somehow I feel the whole venture... it's slightly patronising. I know it's not meant to. I know it's keeping independent and regional filmmaking alive. Well, I guess it takes a person with a regional accent to truly stick it to a film full of regional accents. So if you like your Ealing comedy with added cunty bores, you'll fucking love this. Don't get me wrong. It's not in any way a bad film. It's just that violence and fairy tale endings aren't happy bedfellows. Indeed, in The Angel's Share, there's a harrowing scene where our conflicted main character, Robbie, has to attend one of those victim dialogue sessions and confront the kid he kicked the fuck out of whilst off his tits on Cheap Charlie. It's harrowing for sure, but there's going to be some twats out there who refuse to read that scene the way it was presented. They'll watch it and go, soft cunt.
Oh, that's a bit hard, you bastard, Nigel. I'm going to have to chip you with this ineffectual, wilted piece of chocolate.
Ah! Oh, that's fucking lovely, that is, Steph. You know, I grew up admiring my Action Man scar, yeah, like a lot of blokes my age. I think it adds a sort of debonair dash of elemental psychosis to my mane. That fabled competition time here on Vid's Home of the Nunes. And we have a Loach-based question coming from Steph.
Ken Loach, Mike Lee. Who's got the bigger balls? Who would win in a fight? Who would kick fuck out of each other the hardest? Give us the most graphic, gruesome details you can, and you might win.
Yes, we will indeed beat the right answer from our gondola of testicle in the military zone. 2100 hours tonight, maybe. The lucky Winnie will indeed receive a free mobile phone ringtone done by us pair of fucking leatherheads. This kind of thing. Hey, Teton, your phone's ringing. What's the matter? You're fucking scared of it? Answer it, you tit. And, if your name is indeed Teton, there's a free one there for you.
Well done, Teton.
Steph, I've just found an old iron brew bottle half full of piss from back in the day when Vids was on terrestrial television. We can auction this fucker online and get enough money to start up our own company. Shit cleaners. Yeah, we'll clean up people's shit. Why aren't more people setting up independent shit cleaning operations? There's loads of shit.